Hey team, it's Francis. It's easy to feel like we don't have much power in the world, but I really do believe using our money carefully gives us some of the most power we can have when we want to push for change in the world. Even from here in little old New Zealand, we can make choices that nudge things in the direction we want to go. So, had a chat with TV One Breakfast this week about the resist and unsubscribe movement, as well as how you can use your KiwiSaver to make changes and really use your wallet as a powerful vote of what you want to see in the world. They were kind enough to say I could put the conversation here for you to listen to as well, so enjoy.
In the age of subscriptions, follows, and likes, it can be hard to truly disconnect, to unplug from the constant noise. So how do you step away from the chaos and the overload of world events? It might be as easy as clicking one button. To tell us more, we're joined now by independent financial journalist and friend of the show, Francis Cook. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning.
Do we really hold that power in our palm of our hand?
Yeah, I think that's been a big theme already this year. It's only February and we're seeing some themes. As people are feeling a bit powerless. There's a lot of big events happening around the world. They are beamed straight into our living rooms every morning, which is great to be informed. But then you're left saying, what do I do? Especially from places like New Zealand. We can't vote overseas. They don't really listen to us if we do a protest. Your money is one of the most powerful things you've got. And you can have a lot of power just by hitting unsubscribe on some of the services that you use. And you can join these big worldwide movements. The latest one that has been gathering a lot of steam online is called Resist and Unsubscribe, and is aimed at the big tech companies in the US and making a statement to them. Just by hitting unsubscribe, it's so easy to say, oh, I'm not really watching this streamer much these days. I'll hit unsubscribe and let them know how I'm feeling about things.
So is that as simple as maybe an influencer or a prominent podcaster or something like that that you might have been following actually making the step to distance yourself from them?
Yeah, exactly. So the resist and unsubscribe, I mean, there's been a few different sort of financial movements because your money is, they say vote with your wallet. Your money is one of the biggest levers you've got. If you're feeling a bit about how things are going, your money is one of the biggest tools. So the resist and unsubscribe is the latest one I've been watching. That's been popularized by Scott Galloway, who is a really big deal in the financial world and podcasting. And he said, look, the 10 biggest companies in the US right now are all tech companies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are, you know, working with the Trump administration in a way that people don't enjoy. Now people's politics are for them to decide. But if they are unhappy about that, to hit unsubscribe on Amazon services or Netflix or even OpenAI, which a lot of people use through ChatGPT, you know, if you cancel these services and you're one of millions of people doing it, it sends such a huge message because these are the biggest companies currently underpinning the US economy. And also, it's such an easy one for us to change. You know, don't update your Apple iPhone for a little while longer. You know, if you're coming up to redoing your phone, just put it off for a couple of months. Easy peasy. Or if you're using Netflix, choose a different streamer. TVNZ Plus, might I suggest.
Nice. You know? Free as well.
There we go. It's good for the back pocket and it's also good for having a say about things you might otherwise feel powerless.
Okay, so how much power does it actually have? Because you have your say, you might feel good about unsubscribing, but at the end of the day, it's just to the big companies, surely it's just one person or a few people that are going to choose to make that decision.
Well, exactly. It depends how big it gets. And that's why I've been watching this latest one quite with a bit of interest because it has been gathering a lot of steam online. We saw with things like when it was Jimmy Kimmel who got, quote unquote, cancelled, taken off air for a while, and 3 million people apparently unsubscribed from Disney Plus and he's back on air. Quick smart. So there's that. Another one, if people are feeling a bit unsure about things, a slightly bigger vote from your wallet, is your KiwiSaver. So you can join these movements where you're one of many people making little choices, or you can use something like your KiwiSaver. The average balance on your KiwiSaver is just under $40,000. That's a pretty big wallet vote. And you can use really easy sites like Mindful Money, where they go and they check and you say, here are the things that are important to me. And then they screen the KiwiSaver providers according to that. So you can even say, these are my priorities. It's not just an ethical tag that may or may not apply to you. So that's another one. It's unsubscribing or joining these movements and saying, which companies are we targeting? Okay, I'll join that too. Or something like using your KiwiSaver for that bigger hit overall. $40,000, that's a big wallet vote.
So for people that are watching that are thinking, you know what, this sort of stuff doesn't really apply to me, what would you say to them about actually being more emotionally invested in your money and making it easier for you to get ahead with your money when you've got something, some skin in the game?
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is as well, is it's always going to appeal to some people or not. I mean, this is the thing when we talk about ethical investing, there's all sorts of different types, right? You might care about animal testing, or you might care about political changes. You might care about climate change. All good. And that's why I really like when there are filters that you can check that on. But there's also this real idea out there that if you're making sort of the ethical choices with your money, that it was going to cost you. Whereas if you look at some of these unsubscribe things, I mean, we could probably all do to go through our subscriptions anyway.
100%. 100%.
Businesses love a subscription because we forget it's there. We pay it every month. We probably don't even use that service anymore, but they keep getting money from us. So to go through your subscriptions and say, well, actually, what am I using? That's great for your wallet anyway. When it's things like your KiwiSaver, there's actually lots of data and they've tested this a few different ways. And often you can make just as much, if not more money, when you ethically invest, because a lot of the unethical companies or the sin stocks, they're often on a bit of a short-term high anyway. They can often make money in 1 or 2 years, but then after a while, regulation or public outrage or whatever else comes for them, and they make less money. So often the ethical choice does make you more long-term anyway.
In fact, if you're doing a bit of a stock take on all of your subscriptions, because you kind of forget about how pervasive it is in your life, right? It's not just from the Apple storage for paying to keep all those thousands of photos on your phone. It can be going to your coffee order, right? Actually, all those sorts of things too.
Exactly. And I had a friend who, you know, I bang on about subscriptions all the time, check subscriptions, check what's going out. And I had a friend who came to me and said, oh my God, I've just realized I was paying for this subscription for the last 2 years and I didn't even know where it was going. She had to do this surgical go back through her accounts of like, what even is this? And she'd been paying $10 a month for the last 2 years. No idea where it was going. So really good to check no matter what. It's good for your wallet.
And I guess on this, if you're kind of weighing up, oh, do I need this subscription? If you actually look at, you know, what are my values and are they kind of aligned to that? That's going to probably help with making the decision, right?
Exactly. And I think it's one of those things where we are, again, this onslaught of information through social media all the time. It's so easy to feel like you're watching something and just kind of screaming through the phone sometimes. Whereas, you know, that your money is a disproportionate outcome on the power you have. You know, unfortunately, hitting the streets to protest or getting together, it can be a really good community building exercise, but it's super easy for politicians to ignore. Whereas when the share market moves, or, you know, we saw this when bonds started moving just a few weeks ago, that resulted in real political change. So your money is an outsized way to have an impact.
Frances Cook, independent financial journalist, thank you so much for coming in, as always. For more of Frances' financial advice and tips and tricks, you can head to onenews.co.nz or the One News app and searching for her name in the tab bar, where you can find the latest from her.
Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.